Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, and today's shiur, as well as all of the Masechta shiurim, are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman from Baltimore, Maryland. Leila Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rav Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Liba Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, Basha Bas Rav Binyamin Rubin Alehem Hashalom. So we are on the bottom of Yud Amid Beis. Yud Amid Beis, we are up to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, we're talking about various shitas about the end of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. That's the context of what we were talking about. The last point we mentioned, we put it in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos, which discusses if somebody started a meal or started getting a haircut, whatever it is, and they have to stop. So the Mishnah is machalik between having to stop for Kriya Shema and not having to stop for Tefillah. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim in Maseches Shabbos. Is this where there is still time left and you still have to stop, or there is no time left? Meaning, if you keep doing your activity, you're going to run out of time, and you still don't have to stop. So there's a discussion in the Tosfos and the Ran there in Maseches Shabbos, which maybe we'll touch on. But the Gemara quoted three chilukim between Kriya Shema and Tefillah, either Daraisa or Drabanan, or Zmana Kavua, or Ein Zmana Kavua, or a chiluk in Kavana. Chiluk in Kavana. Those are three days in the Gemara, and the Achronim, the Haredim, discuss, according to the second day or the third day, do they all hold that Kriya Shema is Daraisa? Do they all hold that Kriya Shema is Rabbanan? Or Tefillah, relating to those issues. And now we get into related. Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rav Shimon Bayochai. We often have throughout Shas, both Shases, that Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rav Shimon Bayochai, even though they were a couple of different generations, right? Usually you have a Talmud quoting in the name of his Rebbe. But Rabbi Yochanan, who was an early Amora, quotes from earlier generations from Rav Shimon Bayochai as well. He must have received his Torah in his Mesorah, even though they weren't a direct Rebbe Talmud. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shimon Bayochai, Kigon Anu, like us, who's like us? The Achronim explain, look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, our Torahs are umnis, that's what the others say, right? There's a concept that we have in Shas that does not apply today, that doesn't even apply Bizman Amoraim. Toraso umnaso. Their Torah is their umnis, is their occupation. They don't waste a second. Every second is dedicated to Talmud Torah. So, special category, those people have certain exemptions from mitzvos, which we're going to talk about today, that others don't. So Rav Shimon Bayochai was in that category. We are osek in Talmud Torah every second. So even for Kriya Shema, we are not mafsik. That is the shita of Rav Shimon Bayochai. Just keep in brackets, the Achronim wonder how this fits into the story in the cave. Shabbos Lama Gimel Lama Beis, where it says that they used to stop to daven, right? They still were in the sand, and they were covered themselves in the sand when they learned without their clothes, because they didn't want their clothes to get worn out. And when they were ready to daven, they got out of the sand, and they put on their clothes, and they davened. What do you mean? I thought Torosu Naso. So maybe you wouldn't have to stop to be mafsik. Okay, so that's not for, that's a question that they deal with, how to put this together. But this is Rav Shimon Bayochai, that we wouldn't even stop for Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yochanan Amra Al Garme, Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, Al Garme is about himself, Kigon Anu, She'en Anu Asuka B'Talmud Torah, we, who are not Osuka B'Talmud Torah, what does that mean? Right, the Achronim say, Rabbi Yochanan was also Torasu Umnaso, but he did not think of his own Torah as on the same level of intensity as Rav Shimon Bayochai. We can't fathom Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan couldn't fathom Rav Shimon Bayochai. So he says, Anu, that we are not osik et Talmud Torah to the same extent, with the same intensity, afilu l'tfila anu mafsikin. We stop even for tfilo. Remember, even the three different chilukim. For tfila, even though maybe it's not daraisa, even though you don't need kavana, even though the zman is not kavua. So either way, Rabbi Yochanan said we even stop for tfila. Rabbi Shimon Bayochai says we don't stop for anything. Dein kedaite, v'dein kedaite. And each one follows their own opinion. Each one is l'shitaso. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan, Kedaite, Rabbi Yochanan follows his opinion that, to Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we had this already, V'lavai shi yispala ka'adam kol hayom. There's a halavai, in a certain sense, that you should daven all day. Lama she'ain tefillah mafsedes. There's no tefillah that goes on, you know, without any effect. Ain tefillah mafsedes, right? We had said before, that means there's no such thing as a tefillah she'ain tzricha, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Every tefillah is helpful. You see the charedim on the side. The gam Rabbi Yochanan ha'yitarasu umnaso. Rabbi Yochanan also is in the category of Tarasu Umnaso. Shari Amru Gamal Rav Sheshes Shari Tarasu Umnaso. Ela Iker Tam Rabbi Yochanan. Delo Hayim Avatal Tfilah Kedin Mishnah Seinu. Why wouldn't he be Avatal Tfilah Mibnei Shahaya Lo Chiba Rabba Betfilah? Rabbi Yochanan had a special place in his heart for davening. Every Jew should have. But he had a special place in his heart for davening. He's like, I'm going to stop learning in order to daven. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a special place in his heart for learning. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kidaite, follows his Shita. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Omar, Ilu. And he says the following. The following is going to show us that he had a special place in his heart for davening, for learning. And this, just finishing that charedim for a minute. He had a special place in his heart for Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan for Tefillah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai for Torah. What a great amud. Ilu Havina, so why? What did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say? The following amazing line. Ilu Havina Ka'im Al Torah de Sinai, if I would have been alive at our Sinai. B'shaita dis Yahivis Torah Yisrael, when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, Havina Misbe'e Kume Rachmana, I would have asked before Hashem, the Yisprei Labar Nasha Trein Pumin. I would have asked Hashem, please create man with two mouths. I think it's a good idea to have two males. Why? Chadavi lo'i ba'orai. So one of them that toils in Torah, pure, nothing else. A Torah mouth. V'chadav le'kol tzarachi. And the other mouth to do whatever you need to do, everything else in life, all of the shopping and the divrei rishus that we have to be involved in. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan says that he wants purity. He wants purity in Torah. Right, and that's the reason why he says that he wants one mouth, right, for Torah and one mouth for everything else. Chazer, let's just finish the line. Chazer, Omar, but later on in life he realized it wasn't a good idea. Why? Uma in chadu, less alma yachal kam. With even one mouth, the world has trouble standing bay min del Torah delay because of all the lashon hara and all of the things that we say against each other, and that's even with one mouth. Ilu havi train alachas kava vakam. If we had two mouths, forget it. Imagine how much lashon hara and how much a rechilus we would be destroying the world with. So there's a certain value, though, a certain value of purity in Torah, and that is what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai held. There are other pshatim on the page. Exactly how do we know that from this line that he feels a uniqueness in Torah? Right? If you see the Mari Paul Fulda says, well, he didn't say I wish we had one mouth for Torah and Tefillah. He only said he had one mouth for Torah. So you see, Torah is in its own category in that. The Chavetz Chaim writes, I think in the Hagdamah to Shmiras Halashon, or the Chavetz Chaim, I think it's the Shmiras Halashon. He writes, you know, that you know, one of the issues, or maybe it's in the list of Lavin in the beginning of Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim goes through, how many averas do you violate when you speak Lashon Hara? So you would think like two, three. He goes through 17 los ases that are possible when one violates Lashon Hara. So I think in that context he says, you know, imagine, you know, you have a pitcher and somebody asks you to go bring some water to the table. So you take the pitcher, you take it outside, you stick it in the mud. And then you wipe off some of the mud, but it still has plenty of mud on it. You bring it back in, you fill it up with water, you put it on the table. You know, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. It says the Chavetz Chaim, we have a mouth, and we go speak Lashon Hara, and Rechilus, and Sicha B'Teil, V'Chalu, and then we go daven, and then we go learn. It's like full of mud. We have to recognize that what we do with our mouth, even outside of learning, has an effect. And we have to make sure we try to keep it as pure as possible. And maybe that was what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was thinking. You know, I would rather have purity. Yeah, nothing else on it. But what can I do? I think this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created it. Interesting. Some of the Achronim wonder, what do you mean? If I would have been around in Maamar Arsina, I would have told Hashem to create man. Man was created already 2,400 years before. What do you mean, Maisa Bracious? That's Maamar Arsina. Why didn't he say, if I was around in Maisa Bracious? So you could say, no, because he was talking about Torah. So he wanted the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what about the Maisa Bracious? So if you look in the Tiv Yerushalayim, Tiv Yerushalayim discusses this, and he says, if you look at the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, right, in the Dafim about Maisa Bereishis, remember what happened? Anochi Hashem Elokecha! What does the Gemara say? We died. We died. Hashem had to do Tchias HaMeisim to us, because we heard Hashem. Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim! We died. Hashem had to do Tchias HaMeisim. And then we're like, no, you know what, Moshe, how about you take over? But so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already doing Tchias HaMeisim B'Shas Mayim Bar Sinai. So once he was doing Tchias HaMeisim, you know what? You know, maybe he could change a little bit. Maybe change a little bit and be able to give us the two mouths. That's what the Tiv Yerushalayim suggests. Also the Another one of the acronym in the talk about the Yefei Mara. Also, Mikiva Shemaan Torah, Hayimuchadim Lichios Al Nes Shenitalem Chebrus, Bimalachamavis. We had a freedom from the Malachamavis, the Medrash says. Hayef Shalas Osam, Kein Briya Chadasha. We could have created a Briya Chadasha. Either way, the root is that we were created anew, so to speak, at Maimed Har Sinai, and therefore that's how it works. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos quotes this Chazal. This is all the Rishonim knew this Yerushalmi, right? He quotes this on the Mishnah in the first parak, where the Mishnah discusses in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Kol yomai gadalti ben hachamim v'lo masasi leguf tov mishtika. The best medicine, the best what I have found is shtika. Why shtika? And a quote, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes. Even dibur she'ein lo adam nezek bo klal. Tzorach lamayit b'dibur v'shal yarek bo. We shouldn't be, you know, using up all of our words. He says, v'chein amru b'Yerushalmi, and he quotes our Yerushalmi, ratzaloma, and then he explains, shal yadabar b'peh ala b'divrei Torah, v'divrei secha, v'lo divrei havi olam. She'chachamim kadoshim osim aslam k'klishares, she'ein mishamshin bohem dvarim shalchol. They were like a klishares, like a belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how we have to look at our mouths. And we have to make sure that we recognize that. Okay, so we have Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Vayichai. Also, this Gemara reflects to us the beautiful idea that every Gadol, we are Zochad have many Gadolim in our history and in every generation, every Gadol excels in a different area. Or, you know, they excel in all areas, but every Gadol has their unique Avoda. That's where Rabbi Yochanan had Tefillah, and Shimon Vayichai had Torah. Just in our generation, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Yashiv, they were two amazing Gedolim from the previous door. But you know what? They were very different. They were very different. Shlomo Zalman was a very different type of Gadol than Rav Yashiv, and we need both of them. That's why I see this Gemara. You know, think about the uniqueness of each of the Gedolim. Okay, so here we go. Says the Gemara, after Rav Shlomo Yochai recognizes that we need two mouths. We need one mouth. Amar Rav Yossi, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav Yossi said in front of Rav Yirmiyah, "I asya to Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina ben Akavya." I think Rav Yochanan follows Rav Chanina ben Akavya. Rav Yochanan, who says that we said before that he stopped for tefillah, so he follows the following: the Tani Kosfei from Tefillah and Mezuzahs, those Sofrim Chazal gave Sofrim that are writing Sifrei Stam, gave them the status of Tarasan Umnasan, Mafsikin leKriya Shma veEin Mafsikin leTefillah. Tanakhama says they have to be masik for Kriya Shema and not for Tefillah. Right? That's not as extreme as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but the chilik, as we said yesterday, the chilik for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Rav Chanina ben Akavya Omer, no. Kishem shemafsikin leKriya Shema, kach mafsikin leTefillah, ule tefillin, ule shar, kol mitzvoseha shel Torah. We're mafsik for all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And again, does that mean that they argue on the principle of Tarasim Umnasam, or they thought they weren't on the level of Tarasim Umnasam? Either way, this is the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't stop for anything. He didn't stop for tefillah. He didn't stop for Kriya Shema. V'lo modi Rav Shimon Bar Yochai shemafsikin laso sukkah v'laso lulav. What, he didn't do any of the mitzvahs? Torah and Amnasa, he didn't do the mitzvahs daraisa. How could that be? V'lesle the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai halomid amanas lasos. Right? That your liman has to be amanas to do. V'lo alamid shalo lasos. And not to do learning. Amanas, not to do. Shalomi shalolaso, someone who learns in order without any kavana to fulfill the mitzvahs, noach lo shalonivra. It's better that he wasn't even created. There's what to say on each line, but we'll just finish the breath. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alamei Shlo Lasos, Rabbi Yochanan, interestingly, is the one that says, Alamei Shlo Lasos, Noach Lo Ilu Nefcha Shil Yasa Alpanav, Alo Yasa Lolam. It's as if he died at childbirth. Alo Nefcha Shil Yasa Alpanav, and you take the fetus and the afterbirth, you turn it over. It's better that he would have died if he's Lamed Shlo Amanas Lasos. Why that Lushan? That graphic Lushan? So the Mefarshim explained, because the Gemara needed Daflamid. We learned Kala Torah Kula already in utero. So the Malach already prepared us. So we already have the Torah. So you're going to come out and live a life, Shalom and Aslazos? So what are you adding? You already know it. So you might as well die at childbirth, because we already have the Limud. We already learned Kalat Torah Kula in utero, and then we got the flick from the Malach. So that's why Limud Aslazos. So how did he skip all the mitzvahs? How did he not do all the mitzvahs? Interesting that the Gemara's examples are Sukkah and Lulav, two of the Zman Gromas. Does that make a difference here, that those are the ones, the ones that are Zman Grama, those that are Mitzvah Overes, interesting. But it also says, La'aso Sukkah, V'la'aso Lulav. Is there a mitzvah to make a sukkah? To make a lulav? It's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. and to, you know, to shake a lulav. So the Mefarshim wonder about this. Some Achronim say that, you know, maybe that's the Chiddush. Maybe he'll stop and do the mitzvah for a second. But, you know, sometimes mitzvahs you need to prepare. You can't just like stop, like, okay, let me sit in the sukkah. I have to build a sukkah. Right? So maybe that's the Chiddush. The question is, you can't do the mitzvah of sukkah or lulav unless you prepare it beforehand. So that's the Gemara is asking. He wouldn't stop for these preparatory stages? Right, maybe this is also alluding to, right, Daf Yomi Bavli is around Nedarim these days, right, and the Mishnah in Sukkah, the Mishnah in Nedarim talks about the difference between a Neder and a Shvuah. And the Mishnah says that a Neder is Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah, a Shvuah is not. What's an example of a Neder being Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah? Neder Shani Lo Oses, right, any Oses Sukkah, a Lashon like that, also about a Siyah Sukkah. And the She'iltos picks up on this. If you look in the She'iltos, the Shi'iltas Rabbi Chaigon in the last one, Zosa Bracha Kuf Samach Tes. Not the last one, in the last parsha. Still the Kuf Samach Tes. Achronim Medayik in this lashon. The Mechayvin the Beis Yisrael Lemevin Mitalato Meisaba. The Chiyav is to build a sukkah and to sit in it. Shiva Yomei. The Chiv Chagas Sukkas Taasel Shivas Yamim. Right. Even though the Pashup Shad of Torah Shabbat is, you should have a holiday of Sukkot for 7 days. Chag HaSukkot Taselecha, but Torah Shabbat Peh tells us that there's another level of meaning of this pasuk. Chag, right? Chag HaSukkot, that means the Sukkah has the status of a Chagiga, meaning there's an Isser Hana, Chag HaSukkot, and you can read it, Sukkot Taselecha Shabbat Yamim. The Sukkah you should make for 7 days. And that's why there's a remez of building the Sukkah. So the Netziv, here in his commentary in the Hamek She'ela, discusses, why do you focus on the building of the sukkah, right? And why does the Yerushalmi say, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to it one day, about making a bracha on building a sukkah? We don't paskin that way. But why about making a bracha on building a sukkah? So why is that? So that's where the Netziv comes up with his Yesodis Dik idea that there are two types of Hechsher Mitzvahs. Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah and Hechsher Mitzvah She'in Ksuva Batorah. Cutting the horn off of the ram in order for the shofar, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. That's a preparatory stage. She'ein ksuva b'Torah. That's not recorded in the Torah. In order to get a shofar, you have to do that. But the Torah doesn't say that. That's not a hechsher mitzvah ksuva. Ein ksuva b'Torah. Right? But sukkis, achaka sukkis, tasa l'cha, that's already alluded to in the Torah. That, and uchesavta ma mezuzah beisecha. Write a mezuzah. Write a mezuzah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is putting in the mezuzah. Right? What do you mean, write a mezuzah? So there are a couple of times that, v'asu lehem tzitzis. V'asu lehem tzitzis. Make tzitzis. Right, so there are a couple of mitzvahs that the Hechsher Mitzvah is Ksuva B'Torah. So the Netziv goes through that there's a difference in halacha between a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah and a Hechsher Mitzvah Shein Ksuva B'Torah. Do you apply mitzvah Bo Yosemi B'Shulcho by it? Do you say Osek B'Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah? Right, there's a couple of different. Is there a Hava Mina to make a bracha on the Hechsher Mitzvah? The Gemara Menachos, Membezish, or talk about the Hava Minas to make, even in the Bavli, to make brachas on these Hechsher Mitzvahs. So again, all of these. All of those halachas would be telling Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah and not She'in Ksuva B'Torah. So all that can help explain Sukkah, right? Because the Chag HaSukkah is Taas Elecha, so there's a remez, so maybe that's why the Gemara also here mentions, and the Mishnah in Nedarim, about La'aso Sukkah. Lulav is trickier. Lulav is trickier. L'kachtam L'chem Ba'yem HaRishon Pri'etz Adar. So it says L'kachtam L'kicha. It doesn't talk about the Eged. Right, lulav tzarech eged, ain't tzarech eged. It doesn't talk about a mitzvah le'egod to make the lulav. But either way, it's interesting that that's the lashon that's used in terms of he didn't do all the mitzvahs of la'asos sukkah and la'asos lulav. How can he not do that? So what does the Gemara answer? What do you mean he didn't do all the mitzvahs? So the Gemara answers, Taima derev Shimon by Yochai zeshinun v'zeshinun ve'mevatol shinun mebnei shinun. When it comes to a ma'isa mitzvah, of course he did it, because that's words and that's action. And words aren't mevatel action. Action wins, and therefore you had to stop to shake a lulav, to sukkah, to eat matzah, all the mitzvahs. But Torah and tefillah and kriyashma, those are all words. And not only words, shinun is from the word vishinatim, is learning. So, you know, I'm learning, so I didn't say kriyashma, but it's, you know, zesh shinun vizesh shinun. Right, this is learning and this is learning. They're all learning, so I'm going to pass, says Rav Shimon Bayachaya, on the kriyashma, because I'm learning anyway. The Sefer Charedim says, he's learning, but Kriya Shema is also a kiyum of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shamayim. Right? Okay, that's not a physical action, but it's a certain effect of the action. So ask the Sefer Charedim, Ava Kriya Shema Maishna Mikol Mitzvaseh Shal Torah, Shani Kriya Shema Deinena Maiseh LaDibur. So, Vakasha HaIsle Kabbalah, so Malchus Shamayim. So how could you say that it's just another, it's like learning? The Yesh Lomar says the Sefer Charedim, the Rabbi Shimon Vaday Hayakori Pasuk Echad La'olam. Be'ez Kriyash Mahi. Yeah, of course he said the first Pasuk. V'lo Amru Shayim Mevatel Al-Shar Kriyash Mah. So the rest of Kriyash Mah, he wouldn't say. L'char, he would also say Baruch Shem, if you say that was part of the first Pasuk. But either way, that's the answer, at least at this stage, that he did say the first Pasuk. But it was the difference between Shinun and Maisa. Says the Gemara, Vatanina, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Right, we just had this on our Mishnah. Hakari mikan ve'elch lo hifsid, kadam shukari batal. Remember, if you read Kriya Shema after the proper time, you still get credit as if you're reading Torah. But what is that mashma? When I say Kriya Shema not in the proper time, it's as if I'm reading Torah. Mashma that if I would say Kriya Shema in the proper time, that it would be even greater than Torah. So you see, how can you say I'm learning Torah? I'm not going to say Kriya Shema. The diyuk of the Mishnah is Haba Onasa Chaviva Midivrei Torah. It's even greater than Divrei Torah. Say, so how could he skip it? Answer: He means the Mishnah is by average people, by everybody else in the world. Everybody else in the world, their Kriya Shema Shelo Bizmana is like Torah, but their Kriya Shema Bizmana would be even greater than Torah. Amar Reb Yudan or Shimon Bar Yochai. Al yedei shahaya tadir b'divrei Torah, but because they were tadir b'divrei Torah, or another girsa that the Rishonim have is chadid, they were sharp or michudad. Their Torah l'fichach ena chaviva yoser midivrei Torah. Right, their Torah was on a different quality. So yes, everybody else's Torah that could be, let's say, equal to a kriyas shelo bizmana, and a kriyas shelo bizmana is even greater. But the Torah shomei chay is on a higher level, and therefore, he could say his Torah is qualitatively more intense. Rabbi Yochanan even recognized and felt that Rishon Bechai's Torah was more intense, and that's why he could learn instead of Kriya Shema. Again, this line is important to know that Rishon Bechai's learning was a different level of learning. Right? There are those out there that, you see where I'm going with this, that learn Torah instead of Shalosh Hudos. Right, there are those that learn Torah instead of Shalosh Hudos. So there are some shuls, and I appreciate that sometimes there's learning that would only take place, and you have the balabatim in shul, so you have to learn. You want to have the shiur between Mincha and Maariv because this is really the best slot for their learning. Fine, but put on the schedule and put on the announcements. You got to eat Shalosh Hudos before you come to shul for Mincha. Okay, b'diyevet, look, you eat between Mincha and Maariv. So you want to rely on that b'diyevet to eat before Mincha. Fine, but you can't just skip it. Because if one says, okay, I'm going to do this instead of, we learn instead of Shalosh Hudos. Where does that come from? Oh, it's quoted. Where's it quoted? Look in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch has four opinions what you can do for Shalosh Hudos. Four. He hardly ever has four opinions. None of them are learning. What are four opinions? Number one, bread. Number two, mizonos. Number three, meat or fish or chicken. Number four, peiros. Shulchan Gibborim. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say? First one is the real Shita. But even if you want to rely on a B'di'evet, okay, you have three other opinions to rely on a B'di'evet. But where's learning? Learning's not there. Where does it come up? It is quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos, Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. In Hilchos Pesach, in that impossible situation where we have to finish Shalosh Hudos by 9 o'clock in the morning. So there, the Magen Avraham quotes that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to learn. Instead of Shalosh Hudos, instead of eating certain meals. So number one is not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. Number two is only quoted in that impossible situation where what are you supposed to do with the two meals before 9 o'clock in the morning? Number three, I would add this line of the Yerushalmi is our learning or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's learning. I mean, even Rabbi Yochanan's learning wouldn't be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's, right? His learning was on the level of Kriya Shema. The Gemara said this already. The Gemara says beferish that it's mechulak. Ayidei shaya tadir b'divrei Torah or mechudan b'divrei Torah. Either way, right, that makes it different. Okay. Either way, this was all number one, as we'll see. One answer to the question. Amar Rebbe Abba. We continue now. Amar Rebbe Abba. Right. That Amar Rebbe Abba. Mari lo taninan. Ela ka'adam shehu kori batorah. Haba onasa kemishnahi. A different answer to how do you answer the question from the Mishnah, right, that we just had. Right, one answer, why? Well, because what does the Mishnah say again? To remember the question. The Mishnah says, if I say Kriya Shema after the time, that's like you're learning Torah. Mashma, if you say Kriya Shema during the time, it's even better than Torah. The answer is no. Not the Mishnah is about regular people. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his Kriya Shema, his learning is even better than a Kriya Shema ba'onasa. Second answer, wrong diuk. right? If I say Kriya Shema after the time, it's Ki'ilu I'm learning Kadam HaKori BaTorah, Torah SheBechsav. But it's not like learning Torah SheBal Peh, right? That's even higher. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, Lo Taninan Ela Kadam SheKori BaTorah, Haba Onasa Kemishnehu. But in its proper time, it would be Kemishna, right? For the average person. V'rashurim b'yachai, kedaitei d'rashurim b'yachai, amar ha'osek b'mikra mida v'she'ena mida. V'rabbanan abdi mikra kemishna. Rashurim b'yachai says, learning Tanakh is amazing, but it's not the highest level. Learning Mishnah, Torah she'bal peh, that is off the charts. Right? And the Rabbanan say, no, mikra kemishna, there's no difference between the two. You see the Sefer Haredim on top. Or actually, he started on the Amud before. Right? He quotes, according to Rav Shimon b'Yochai, v'misha torasu umnaso, to Mishnah adifa mimikra. Right? That's the dia. Kakori batorah, v'lo kakori Mishnah. If you read it after the time, it's like kakori batorah, but not kakori Mishnah. Habizmana kemishna hi. Habizmana kemishna to torasu umnaso, lo yachlifu Mishnah san badashkulin hein. Right? If it's bizmano, it's like Torah she'bal peh, and therefore it's equal to Kriya Shema, and therefore he wouldn't stop. But Misha ain't Tarasa Umnaso, so then Af mi Mishnah Adifa Bo Nasa. But somebody who's not Tarasa Umnaso, so then that would be even greater. Kriya Shema Bizmana wins from both learnings. And the Rabbanan, this is Lashitaso, the Rosh Hashanah says there's a different level for Torah she'bal peh, and the Rabbanan say Mikra Kemishna in terms of learning. Okay, there's a lot to talk about Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. If you want to just mention one source, remember that there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach, which has a Machlokes Tanoim. Which is bigger, Torah Shebechsav or Torah Shebal Peh? Which is Rov of Torah? Is Rov Torah Bechsav and Miut Al Peh, or the vice versa? Right, and the Kasha on the Gemara is, how could there be an opinion out there that says Rov is Bechsav and Miut is Al Peh? Of course Torah Shebal Peh is bigger than Torah Shebechsav. The answer is, one of the major categories of Torah Shebal Peh, or the Rambam has five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, in the Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnah. So one of them is all the halachas that we learn out with Drashas Chazal. Kavachomer, Gzeir Shava, Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, Hekish, all the Drashas. So the Machlokes, the Achronim explain, is, what is that considered? Is that called Torah Shebechsav? Or is that called Torah Shebal Peh? All the drushes that we learn out from the psukim and the hidden messages. So if you say that's called Torah, that's most of Shas. So if you say that's called Torah Shebechsav, because it's expanding on and interpreting Torah Shebechsav, then Torah Shebechsav is bigger. L'may nafkamina, if something is Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh, if you look in the Prima Gadim, in the Hakdama to his Psicha Kolelis, he has an introduction to all of Shulchan Aruch. So the Hakdama, the beginning of that, he talks about this. He says, quotes, Nafkaminas, between whether something is categorized as Torah Shebechsav or something is categorized as Torah Shebal Peh. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah, next Mishnah, third Mishnah, as it's called, Halachas, here in the Yerushalmi. Halacha Gimel. Beishama Yomrim. Every night, everybody has to say Kriya Shema lying down, because that's how he interprets the word of B'shach B'cha. Right? In the morning, you have to stand up. No, that phrase is not telling me how, but when. As we'll see. You can read it however you want. As you're going on the way, you can say Kriya Shema even while you're walking. So what does B'shach B'cha V'kumecha mean for Beis Hillel? Ella b'shash b'nei adam shochvin u'b'shash b'nei adam omdim. It has to do with the time. So the Mishnah tells us what Beis Hillel does with each of the psukim. B'shivtecha b'veisecha is when. V'lechtecha v'aderech is how. The Mishnah, though, only says what Beis Shammai does with b'shivtecha b'veisecha. Right? That means, and uvekumecha, that's how. But what does he do with uvalechtecha v'aderech? That's the Gemara's question. Had de Beis Hillel makayim in Shrei Kroy. Beis Hillel, you understand what he does with each of the two psukim. Ma makayim in de Beis Shammai b'shivtecha b'veisech uvalechtecha v'aderech. What does Beis Shammai do with those? Right, because he used b'shach v'cha, maybe I misspoke, he used b'shach v'cha v'kumecha. What does he use with this pasuk? So he uses it, as we know from Talmud Bavli also, b'shivtecha b'veisech, you have to say Kriya Shema when you're sitting in your house, when you're involved in your own activities, prat l'oskim b'mitzvahs. Excluding Osek B'mitzvah. Kriya Shema is when you're Osek in Divrei Rishus. Masmer, if you're Osek in Divrei Mitzvah, then you'd be Pater, the principle of Osek B'mitzvah. Uvalechtecha v'aderech also, only when you're on your way. Prat v'chasanim, excluding a chasan. The chasan on the first night of his wedding is preoccupied, and therefore he is pater from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Mefarshim wonder, the Charedim here quotes the Rashi from Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, why do you have to have a separate exclusion of Chasan? Isn't Chasan just an example of Osik B'mitzvah? So he quotes, Avagav the Chasan Nami Osik B'mitzvah, he, without the Pazik, I would have thought no. Lo Mematina Mina Ela Osik B'meleches Mitzvah Dika Tirda. Avo Chasan de Machshava Ba'almahu. So when the chassan has a lot on his mind, he's thinking about what he has to do that night. So is that a mitzvah? That's tirda to a future mitzvah, but it's not actual involvement in a mitzvah. So maybe I would have thought it's different. Kamash Milan, the chassan is also pater. Tani, Maisa, Rebbe Lazar, and Azaya, Rebbe Yishmael, Sheshruyin, B'makam Echad. Right? Rebbe Lazar, and Azaya, and Mishal were sitting somewhere. But Rebbe Lazar, and Azaya, Muta, Rebbe Yishmael, Zakuf. Rebbe Lazar, and Azaya was lying down. And Yeshua was standing. He gives manonas kriyashma. The kriyashma came, and what happened? It's the morning kriyashma. Nizka for Blazim Nazari. Blazim Nazari, who had been lying down, stands up. For he to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel sees that, and he lies down. Right? They flip. Amr Abelazar, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Blazim Nazari said, well, to Rabbi Shmuel, well, why did you just do that? Why did you stand up when why did you lie down when I stood up? Omer lechel hashbashuk, you know, it's like the following. Malacha ziknacha megudal. You're in the shuk, and somebody says, wow, what a beautiful beard you have. V'hu omer, yekenegon hamashchisim. Oh, yeah? Okay, I'm going to shave it off. Right? You're trying to be an anti. I stand up, you sit down. I sit down, you stand up. Ani shayiti muta niskafti. I was lying down, and I stood up. V'yata shayiti zakuf hitisa. And you who were standing, you lay down. Why'd you do that? Omer lo, says Rabbi Yishmael, I'll explain to you. Atan is kafta, you stood up, kedivrei beishamai. What, because you're being machmer like beishamai? V'yani hitesi, kedivrei beishilel. Right, and I lay down to show that the halach is like beishilel. That even in the morning, you can lie down. And if you think that, according to beishilel, if they add in a couple of words here, according to beishilel, you could also say it's standing up. So why do you have to lie down? Davar acher shalo yiruni atalmidim v'yasu halacha keva, kedivrei beishamai. Right, what did you do? You got up. So your behavior gives the impression that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. I didn't want people to think that. So if I would, I know Beis Hillel says I can stand up too, but I don't want people to think that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, so I lay down to make sure people knew that you don't have to stand up and one can lie down. The Mefarshim explained that this pashtus is what the story took place before the baskol. Before the baskol. Right, the baskol that says the halacha is like Beis Hillel and don't think otherwise and nobody can follow Beis Shammai. Right, because here, how can one of the Tanoim go like Beis Shammai? Right, and they have the different days in, as we'll get to, in the Gemara about what happens if you follow Beis Shammai. We'll have to get to the story of Rabbi Tarfon Be'el Hashem tomorrow as we get into continuing these amazing dafim here in the first parak of the Yerushalmi of Maseches Brachos. Okay, we'll stop here.